When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back. This is Nick Chancellor from Holistic Health Anxiety Coaching. Hope everyone is well today from wherever you are in this world. I specialize in helping people overcome their anxiety and reclaim their lives with awesome ideas through holistic health, holistic approaches that addresses the mind, the body, the spirit, and I provide personalized coaching to guide individuals towards a state of balance and well-being. Together, we all work on developing effective coping strategies, exploring root causes, implementing positive lifestyle changes. So let's say goodbye to anxiety and hello to life filled with peace and vitality. Let's embark on this transformative journey together. So welcome back to another podcast on Holistic Health Anxiety Coaching. Today's episode is on 83. Today we are going to discuss something called the flow proness, or what is actually flow. What does flow proness mean? And why is it important when we are dealing with anxiety? Mainly addressing the anxiety issue here. So when we look at flow proness, this kind of refers to the tendency or likelihood of individual to experience flow, which is a state of optimal experience where a person is fully immersed and focused on activity and feeling energized and just enjoying this kind of process. When we say flow proness, this can vary among a lot of individuals based on factors such as personality traits, skills, and type of activities they engage in. Flow proness is often associated with characteristics such as high concentration, clear goals, immediate feedback, and a sense of control, and a balance between challenge and skill levels. People who are flow and more into flow prone tend to be able to enter a state of flow more easily and frequently in various aspects of their lives. You know, whether it's during their work, hobby, sports, or creative pursuits. Here we look at you're in a flow when you invest yourself in something, could be something creative, and time just flies. It's not one of those times where you hate or don't enjoy doing something. So this is when we find it could be into sports, where like 2 hours might feel like a half an hour. Normally immersing ourselves in hobby, sports, creative pursuits. Here's what's happened here. Research has shown that, you know, experiencing the method of flow can lead to increased motivation, creativity, productivity, and overall well-being. Now, let's we understand and understand the and cultivate flow proness. And once we understand this, and we can enhance our performance and satisfaction and enjoyment in different activities. It involves kind of being mindful, fully present in the moment, and more fulfilled and enjoying this rewarding experiences. Question: how can experiencing flow impact motivation, creativity? Well, when we experience flow proness, we can have a significant impact on motivation, creativity. So when we are in a state of flow, we are fully immersed and focused on the task at hand, which can lead us to a sense of intrinsic motivations. We'll talk about intrinsic in a second. Intrinsic motivation refers to engaging in activity that you love or for its own sake and without enjoyment, with sake out of enjoyment and fulfillment rather than external rewards. Like, not, you know, you don't have to get paid for it to enjoy it. Something that you love doing. Just the other day, I saw someone enjoying themselves during my walk, flying a little plane. And they were just loving it. They were just in that moment of flying that prone out there and taking pictures, and they were just enjoying watching it, and they could spend all day there. More, it's more an investment than rather than spending. I call investment is where we immersed in something. Spending is where we spend time we don't really enjoy doing. So in the state of flow, we are more likely to feel a sense of accomplishment, feel a progress and mastery. Like, when you say mastery, it's just sometimes you can get yourself involved in something that you love doing and you're a master of doing. And some people, like coaches, for instance, they love to be there. Their mastery is coaching. So they can be investing themselves in that space and immersing themselves in that space and just helping others cultivate, you know, a sense of accomplishment. Which is kind of further fueling motivation to continue the activity, continue with life's gifts and rewards. Now, this heightened motivation leads someone into increased persistence, effort, and engagement in the task, ultimately leading to better performance and outcomes. Now, flow also is linked to enhanced creativity. Now, this is important. A lot of us can find distractions through creativity. All right, and then we can go into the state of flow, especially when we recommend finding something like doing pottery, artistic form. And it's one of the remedies, or one of the tools that we use to distract ourselves and to create this sense of flow in our lives. This experience, this sense of heightened focus, clarity, and cognitive fluidity. And this can facilitate divergent thinking and problem solving and innovative ideas. But creativity thrives in the in environment where individuals are fully engaged, challenged, and motivated, and making flow a conducive state for generating novel and original insights. When I'm producing this podcast, I actually love it. I love it because there's a different purpose or different reward out of them. I know that someone who's listening here will tap into this and they go, well, today's theme is all about the flow, feeling the flow, being the flow. By the end of this, we'll have a meditation on the flow, and engaging in the flow. Anyway, so when we actually combine the heightened motivation and creativity, the flow can bring can lead us to improve performance, satisfaction, overall well-being in various. So yeah, there's all these happy endorphins released as we are in the flow. It's a wonderful space to be in. There's real other benefits. So let's look at some, what is intrinsic? Now let's go deep into intrinsic motivation and how it is related to the state of flow. So when this intrinsic motivation refers to engaging activity for the inherent satisfaction, enjoyment, or personal interest which provides rather than for external rewards. Once again, it's not about the money or incentives, right? The kickbacks. It's more for the sense of being doing it, for practicing being in the now. It is driven by internal factors such as curiosity. Yeah, we have to be curious with what's going on with us. Yeah, engaging with our passion, our autonomy, and a sense of competence. Individuals with high intrinsic motivation are more likely to engage in activities willingly and persistently, and driven by this thing called satisfaction. All goals are driven by satisfaction. That's what gives a fulfillment, and that's what drives a goal and becomes instill goal. So the state of flow is related to intrinsic or motivation, because both concepts involve us in internal drive and engagement in activity. When we experience a flow, we are fully immersed in the task at hand, right? Feeling a deep sense of enjoyment, focus, involvement, and this intrinsic enjoyment and engagement in the activity are the key components to flow state. Just think back. What was the last time you really did something that you were in a flow? And how can you keep doing that? How can you, what you need to do, what exercise you need to do, what practices do you need to have to be in this flow state? And so, by providing us with a sense of purpose, challenges, and autonomy, we're simply more motivated, more fulfilled, and we're more fueled up. There's more energy, more effort. We just love. Notice when we do something we love, we can be doing it forever without even sleep. Only when we do something we love. And it's so rewarding, so satisfactory. So let's look at some of the benefits to this, to practicing flow pranas. Experience of flow and a cultivating transcending motivation offers a wide range of benefits across the personal and creative domains. Here are some key benefits. We'll just go through, you know, like you enhance performance. Flow and intrinsic motivations can lead to improved performance. We are more likely to invest ourselves, and then we don't have the inertia. We are more focused, more persistent, and we result in better outcomes and just what well-being again. Increased creativity, a state of heightened creativity, cognitive fluidity. It just feels good being there. Being in this state of flow can stimulate also innovative thinking, because we're in the now, the center. We can actually become sort of problem solving rather than feeling like victims. We can actually be victorious, and we can learn to problem solve. So I'm feeling this way, but I know this ain't gonna last forever. So I can now go into problem solving. There is always a light end of the tunnel. Creates beautiful ideas and leading to creative breakthroughs and original insights in whatever we're going through. Greater satisfaction, fostering the flow in interest, movements and motivations, and bring a deep sense of satisfaction is what we want in fulfillment, and of greater mastery of what we're doing, and more happiness. Boosted productivity, flow can increase our productivity, deep focus, efficiency, effectiveness. We are more or less likely to be distracted and more likely to be fully engaged in the task at hand, because we just love doing the thing, right? We can look at positive well-being, positive psychology, well-being, promoting feelings of competence and autonomy. Factors are essential to overall mental health and satisfaction in this life. If we're satisfied in this life and we're continually going into flow and finding things, we are doing more things. So motivation, engagement, flow, intrinsic motivation fuels individual motivation, engagement, activities. We're more likely again to pursue those goals and not give up and face those challenges. And again, everything becomes more enjoyable in those pursuits. How does the method of pranas or flow state or flow pranas improve anxiety challenged people? Let's look at some things that, how we can feel, you know, how we can help ourselves in this section in anxiety. The idea of flow and its potential benefits and challenges are particularly efficient. So here's a few methods, right? Cultivating the flow state can help improve the well-being. Now, number one, distractions from our anxiety. This can help us there, includes the flow state. It provides a powerful distraction from anxious thoughts and worries. When we're fully immersed in the flow, it's more enjoyable. The focus shifts away from anxiety and inducing thoughts leading to temporary relief from anxiety symptoms. The sense of control and mastery involves a sense of control, mastery. It's a skill development. Anyone that's challenged can achieve a state of flow and can help build confidence, self-efficiency, accomplishment. And counteracting feeling, this feeling of helplessness and the lack of control, and often company, which accompanies anxiety. So that gets rid of that straight away. We know when we're in the flow, where we're supposed to be. The ebbs and flow, right? So we can be more higher on the flow rather than the ebbs. Reduction in stress level and responses. Be in the flow, and we get that through meditation, can reduce the stress responses in the body. This experiencing flow, individuals can lower their cortisol levels, decrease the heart rates and variability, and promote relaxation, which alleviates the psychological symptoms of anxiety just by through this practice. Enhance focus and mindfulness. Flow requires a deep focus and immersion in the present moment. It's through the form of mindfulness practice, grounding the vigils in here and now, and reducing the ruminations and overthinking, which are common features of anxiety and disorders. Straight away, we can just be practicing. That's why we meditate and be mindful and practice mindfulness. Positive emotions and well-being. We can touch down on positive emotions such as enjoyment, satisfaction, fulfillment. It will elevate our moods and we'll be on a higher frequency level and more up there. Increase positive effect and promote overall well-being, serving as a buffer against anxiety symptoms. How cool is that? Now, building resilience and coping skills, practicing skills, the flow state. We can also set clearer goals, seek challenges, maintain focus, and can help us to build resilience and effect coping mechanism for managing this anxiety and those triggers and those stresses. It's almost like an antidote to our stresses. Let's go in for some more of these. So increased self-awareness involves heightened self-awareness of deep connections with one's thoughts, emotions, and actions. It can help us with anxiety challenge, recognize our triggers. It can help us sit into our triggers, stay with our triggers instead of always fighting them. We can help us to understand our emotions and develop self-regulation strategies to manage anxiety effectively. So this is really important, especially the emotional regulations or strategies to manage the anxiety. Then we look at sense of timelessness. It feels like timelessness. We can just lose our time, a track of time, and become fully engrossed in the present moment, just like a painter does. And this temporal distraction can be beneficial for individuals' anxiety. It offers a reprieve from worrying about the future, catastrophizing, dwelling the past events, fostering a sense of tranquility and relaxation. Social connection and support. We can be more connected, we can find support, give support, which is crucial to manage anxiety. No one should feel they're here to do this alone. Reach out, volunteer, let's do stuff. We can have this collaborative flow, this feel touch thing with other people experiencing the same thing. Most of the time when we go to groups, it's because we want that connection. Some of us go to all sorts of types of groups. Call them tribes, call them churches, call them holistic, call them, you know, consciousness. The only reason why they we want to belong, we want to have that comradeship. And share the common purpose and provide the supportive environment for everyone in dealing with anxiety challenges. That's why group coaching is best for anxiety. Okay, so advanced problem-solving skills. Flow states are associated with advanced cognitive abilities. Improved problem-solving, we said that earlier. Heightened functions of approach, challenging them more effectively. Find innovative solution to problems and adapt to stressful situations with greater flexibility. Instead of saying, I'm the victim, you become the victor. It's a different mind state. Physical health and benefits. The flow experiences can have positive effects on physical health, such as reducing muscle tension, lowering blood pressure, boosting immune function. And these physical benefits can contribute to overall well-being and help us manage the physical symptoms associated with any anxiety disorders, compulsions and high stresses, intensity, meditation, again, mindfulness, help you come into the zone. Long-term resilience building, regularly engage activity to promote flow and intrinsic motivation. We can build long-term resilience against anxiety and stress. Develop a lifestyle that nurtures, flows, experience, and helps us cultivate a sense of purpose, motivation, resilience, and to navigate our life challenges more effectively. So when we do this, and we can have this in daily routines, and we can actively seek opportunities to enter the flow state, and to be valuable strategy. It can be a valuable strategy for individuals facing anxiety challenges to improve their mental health, enhancing coping. This will allow better overall well-being. We need to just keep this flow state daily into daily routines, and we can face anxiety challenges and may experience reduction of anxiety symptoms and improved emotional health and coping strategies. Okay, so it's time now to get into meditation. My battery is a little bit low, but yeah, let's kind of slow things down a little bit. I kind of, as usual, always excite the topic and the theme because I'm trying to get it out there, and really, I was in the moment of that. I was in the flow. I really love producing that one and just sharing. But I think it's now time to do the meditation part of the of our podcast. So I need to find my center and just slow things down. And I invite you to close your eyes and find your comfortable positions for the next 10 to 15 minutes for our meditation. I'd like you to think about your pause, the pause state, the mental pause state. It's between the, it is a space where the beginning meets the end, the space of the nothingness, the center between the yin and yang, also known the midway point where thoughts easily come and go. We're not judging them, we're not growing them, our thoughts are neutralized. It is that the breath between the in and out, the center, the gap of breath. That is the midway point. It's the pause. Everything in life has a pause. It's not always about go, go, go. Finding a pause is actually that point is really the it really is the flow. And in this center is the now, the flow, where there is nothing to do. We have nothing to do here, nothing to be here, nowhere to go, but just be here in the now, right now. It's the end of the beginning, so it's either the end or the beginning of your day. And just give yourself permission, allow yourself just to be here, to be present. We will go deeper into relaxation, and through breath we find our centers, the midway. I invite you just to inhale the sense of flow, and exhale and release any tensions and anxiety that might be within you. I want you just to take three long gentle breaths. The technique is called 7x4x7 method. We inhale for 7 seconds. We hold the breath, which is called the gap, for 4 seconds. And we exhale even slower, smoothing out our body for 7 seconds. So let's try that before we go on with the meditation. I invite you to inhale through the nose for 7 seconds. And being mindful of the temperature of your breath. Hold for 4, 3, 2, 1. Exhale, sighing out. right, slowly, gently releasing all your stresses, all your tension. 3, 2, 1. Inhale again. Hold for 4. Release gently. And invite you one more time. Out breath being longer, gentler, smoothing out. Inner mindscape where anxiety may dwell. Seek the flow state with peace and focus well. Let go of any worries, let go of the fear. In the flow, embrace serenity will then draw near. Embrace the challenge. Let the anxiety fade. In the flow's rhythm, find this tranquil shade. Distractions from worries, a welcome reprieve. In the flow's current, anxiety will leave. The sense of control, mastering sight. In the flow's domain, anxiety just takes flight. Stress response diminishes, cortisol at bay. In the flow sanctuary, anxiety will just sway away. Now focus depends on mindfulness blooms. In the flow's presence, anxiety exhumes. Positive emotions, well-being embrace. In the flow's essence, anxiety's trace. Resilience builds, coping skills refined. In the flow's journey, anxiety unbinds. Self-awareness deepens, triggers reveal to us. In the flow's wisdom, anxiety shield. Time becomes timeless, worries just cease. In the flow's eternity, anxiety finds peace. Social connections support abound. In the flow's community, anxiety unwound. Problem solving sharpens, creativity ignites. In the flow's canvas, anxiety takes flight. Physical health thrives, tension released. In the flow's embrace, anxiety will be decreased. Low-term resilience, a beacon of light. And in the flow's legacy, anxiety takes flight. Mindfulness in motion, anxiety release. In the flow's presence, find your inner peace. In the flow's rhythm, anxiety dissipates. In the flow's dance, tranquility awaits. Embrace the flow, anxiety's foe. In the flow's embrace, let anxiety just go. In the depths of the flow state, anxiety fades away. Let's dwell deeper into its wonders. Let us now say, within the flow space, time ceases to disappear. Engulfed in the present moment, anxiety becomes so unclear. No longer bound by worries of the past or the future's flights. In the flow's embrace, anxiety takes flight. As focus deepens, mindfulness takes root. Anxiety's grip loosens. Its power renders a mute. Awareness expands. Emotions comes to light. In the flow's sanctuary, anxiety loses its might. With each challenge embraced, anxiety finds release. And mastery and control brings a sense of peace. In the flow's current, anxiety dissolves and recedes, leaving space for tranquility and a sense of ease. The flow state fosters resilience, a shield against anxiety storms. for its nurturing embrace strengthens and calm are formed. With heightened problem solving and creativity unleashed, anxiety's barriers crumble, innovation is reached. And let us not forget the power of connection and support. In the flow of shared experiences, anxiety finds comfort. Collaboration and comradeship bring solace and relief. In the flow's community, anxiety finds belief. The physical benefits flow are not to be ignored. Reduced tension, lower blood pressure, and body restored. In the flow's sanctuary, the space, the now, anxiety's grip unwinds, leaving room for vitality and wellness to find. In the tapestry of life, the flow state weaves a refuge for those with anxiety, a reprieve. With each moment spent in flow, resilience grows, anxiety holds weakened as the inner strength shows. So embrace the flow, let anxiety depart. In its presence, find peace and tranquility in the heart. For in the depths of the flow state's grace, anxiety dissipates, leaving only space. In the flow's rhythm, anxiety is no more, replaced by calmness. As the spirit soars, let the flow be your guide, your refuge, your friend. And in its embrace, anxiety finds its ends. So friends, thank you for meditating with me and sharing this word with you. It's been a pleasure. I felt the flow and I felt the now with you. So just wishing you a wonderful, peaceful and happy day. Namaste, my friends, and I'm looking forward to sharing the next podcast with you. If you have friends or family that you feel that might need this type of daily reminders of how to live a wonderful life and be in peace and presence and living in the now, please pass on the message and subscribe. All the best. Namaste. Till our next podcast. Namaste. And bye for now.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.